Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. You got your host, James J. here, 9:04 on the clock. I am joined by Beth Habegger.
Good morning.
And we have Melissa Kay with us.
Good morning.
Hope you guys are having a great start to the day out there. We're going to get into some That Ain't Right stories in a little bit. Some good stories of the day. All that coming up for you. Right now, touching on some entertainment news. And there is a new Karate Kid movie coming out in 2024.
Really?
But the details at this point are a complete mystery. When they announced the movie, Sony would only say that it would mark the, quote, return of the original Karate Kid franchise.
Okay.
But here's the thing. It has nothing to do with the Netflix show Cobra Kai, which a lot of people believe is the reason they're even thinking about doing this to begin with. And Cobra Kai is a literal continuation of the original Karate Kid franchise. So there's some confusion going on here. One of the creators of Cobra Kai said, quote, "The guys and I would love to make Karate Kid and Cobra Kai movies and hope to someday, but this one isn't from us or focused on the Cobra Kai cast. Don't know much about it, but wish it well." So it's a return to the original franchise, which makes you think of the 2010 remake they did with Jaden Smith and Jackie Chan. But it's also not connected to that, apparently. It's not connected to the Hilary Swank one, where she was the Karate Kid.
Right.
This is something Sony continues to do time and time again, and I cannot wrap my brain around this. They've been doing this almost as long as there's been a Sony Studios, film studio. They had the control of the Spider-Man character for decades, and would constantly kind of beat themselves up or do things that would counter what they were trying to accomplish.
Right.
And they do this all the time. They're doing it so much with the DC universe right now where there's no continuity. They do something and, oh, that didn't work. So then they cancel it, but they already had two other projects in the works. So then they do those two other projects anyway. And they kind of try to move this around and move that around. And they think audiences, well, they'll just take it. It's superheroes.
Right.
But as we've seen from the numbers, they will not take it.
They
will not come to see your movies. They don't care to see your movies if you're not taking enough time to give the audience some respect. Hey, we're going to stay in this universe. You're also expecting too much from the audience oftentimes.
Right.
I'm one of the biggest, if not one of the biggest Batman and Joker fans there's ever been. But I have no idea what they're doing with that franchise right now. I know that they're planning on the Robert Pattinson, a little bit of the darker Batman. They're making a second one of that. There's no word on if they'll spawn off from that or not. But while that's going on, the same studio has Ben Affleck under contract to play Batman in the Justice League movies and all that stuff and everything. And they can't. So if I'm just a regular everyday person that just watches movies for fun and doesn't really keep up with this stuff because I have a life, and you're not like me in real life where I don't have one. What do you know? Wait a minute. Okay, I thought Robert Pattinson was Batman. Ben Affleck playing him? What's going on here? Or vice versa, or whatever. There's no continuity, so they're not showing the respect to the audiences. So the audiences are not showing up for these movies,
right?
And you're going to do it again with the whole Karate Kid thing.
Yeah, because that was a pretty iconic movie in its time. Like, I've seen it probably 20 times. The original.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm with you there, Mel. Yeah, one of my favorite 80s movies, the original Karate Kid. Yeah. It's got almost every 80s stereotype that we love in it. So I think that's part of the reason why that movie hits so well.
Wax on, wax off.
So memorable lines.
Yes.
You got the good guy wins in the end from one simple thing, the comeback story, all that. But I mean, we're all proving our point here. You've got a proven commodity.
Right.
And you were fortunate enough to get something that doesn't happen all the time. Nostalgia really hitting, continued nostalgia. Say, hey, you know what? I love The Karate Kid. I'll check out this Netflix show, Cobra Kai. I'll check it out. I'll watch it. The fact that they're in their fourth or fifth season or whatever,
says something.
Yeah, it's not just nostalgia anymore. People are watching it for.
Yeah,
that might be a little bit of it, but they keep coming back because it's
the
a story
storyline. Yeah, and you want to see the continuation of that storyline.
It seems like to, it would make perfect sense to take that and branch it to go into. It's not as if Sony doesn't own the, you know, this stuff or anything. Like they can do that. It's interesting. We'll see how that goes. Keanu Reeves is up to something that my dad has been asking him to do since 2005.
Wow. Okay.
My dad loves the movie Constantine with Keanu Reeves. Really likes that movie. Mm-hmm. It's one of those ones he'll stop and leave on and everything. And he doesn't do that with a lot of movies. Mm. I cannot tell you how many times over the years since that movie's been in syndication that I will come into the living room or I'll be talking to him. And he's like, "Hey Jimmy, why don't they make a sequel to Constantine?" Just throw it out there, like almost every single time, and I tell them the same time, like, "Well, they had plans to, Dad, but schedules got busy, and they didn't want to make the movie without Keanu Reeves, so they kept pushing it back, and eventually it just never got made."
Right.
Well,
now it's going to get made.
Now it's getting made.
Ah!
And Keanu Reeves is coming back to play John Constantine.
Wow, nice.
Warner Brothers announced that they're making a sequel with the same director.
Ooh.
I think that's really smart.
Yes.
I think that's really smart and very cool on their part. And that was the best part. So that was part of the reason why Keanu Reeves is coming back, too.
Okay.
No word on when it's expected to come out or what is necessarily the details of it, but that definitely will come out eventually. And for the... it was actually, the movie Constantine was actually one of the first signs to studios of comic book success. Because that's a comic book character. That's a DC character, John Constantine. I don't think that's a very common character. I don't think a lot of people would look at that and that character and think he's a superhero.
Right.
But yeah, that's a superhero character of that. Interesting to see how that one goes. I'm excited for that, if anything, for my dad. I like the movie, too. I like Keanu Reeves. I'll completely admit, like, I'll see it. The original, very good. The lady in it, too, was incredibly good, too.
Okay.
A lot of great performances in that one. Look at what's new on your TV tonight. You got Monday Night Football on the radio, on your TV dial. Mm-hmm. The Philadelphia Eagles host the Minnesota Twins. And then you have the sixth season premiere of 9-1-1 on Fox and The Cleaning Lady. NCIS makes its 20th season premiere.
Wow.
The series premiere of Quantum Leap, the remake.
I'm intrigued by that one.
If you were watching NBC, if you were watching the Green Bay Chicago game last night on NBC, you know almost everything about that because they just kept playing it over and over the promos for that. And also the 31st season premiere of Dancing with the Stars, on its new home at Disney Plus.
Yes.
And I'm just going to let Beth talk about this. It's the only reason I brought this subject up was so Beth could, get out of it, because I know that's your wheelhouse, Beth.
I am so excited to see this.
I do have one place to start, because I've seen the last couple of years some, like, anger from the fan base that they haven't liked some of the choices they made, whether it's with the hosts or with the contestants.
Right.
How have you been enjoying that season, or how did you enjoy last season and looking at the contestants for this year?
The contestants this year, I mean, there are so many influencers and things, TikTok people that I'm not familiar with, and I would love them to go back to people that are more common name, so that we recognize who they are and that kind of thing. They also, this season, which they haven't done in the past, they got a lot of people that have previous dance experience. And that's what frustrates me, is try to give it a little bit more equal playing field instead of having some who have had dance experience and others who have no background in dance. Have everybody have about the same level. So, because obviously the ones that have had some experience are going to get better scores in the first week. So unless you vote for those that don't have the experience to stay on, they're not going to stay on.
Doesn't seem like a fair playing field.
No.
I kind of felt that whenever I went way back. I can't remember who the first athlete was to go on that show. I'm just going to, I don't think it was Donald Driver, but I remember when Donald Driver showed up on that show, and I thought, oh, well, there's your, you're probably going to win that thing. And I didn't watch the show.
Right.
But I got the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
I you know, they're bringing people who don't know how to dance, bringing them on to see how it goes and all this. I think that's a whole other show. I think it would be kind of cool to see a dance competition show, but I think you got to call it what it is. Like a professional dance, you know, that kind of thing. That's... that's one of the more impressive things you can see the human body do is dancers that are really good at it, mm-hmm. choreographers that are really mm-hmm. good at it. But
I mean, they had Zendaya on one season, mm-hmm. and Zendaya started her Disney career on a show about dancing. Mm-hmm. So she had that leg up. But I will also say that a lot of the athletes, specifically some of their Olympians, do a phenomenal job picking it up. They've had football players win the season. So, but they've also had seasons, which I appreciated, where it was more, this person has grown. And that's the part of the show that I really appreciate, is watching the one that has very little to no experience in dance and how they grow through the weeks.
A lot of football players, especially like wide receivers, will take ballet lessons. Mm-hmm. Lynn Swann made this famous. One of the best receivers in NFL history. Took a lot of ballet lessons, a lot of different things like mm-hmm. that. So, you can't be an athlete. You can't make it to any level to where you're going to end up on Dancing with the Stars mm-hmm. without having good footwork.
Right.
And smart feet.
And dance, you have to know how to control your body.
Yeah.
With dancing. Mm-hmm. And I have been a dancer since I was like 3 years old. Different levels of dance. Never professional. But mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons I appreciate the show, is I watch with two different lenses. I can watch the professionals and say, wow, they are really good at their craft. But then I watch how they are able to teach that craft mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. they choreograph it to the partner that they have. So they have to take into account what is their ability and how can I make this dance kind of highlight what they are able to do and not point out the things that they may still be struggling with.
Looking at the list of celebrities on this season's 31st annual Dancing with the Stars, Jordan Sparks, Jesse James Decker, mm-hmm. Arnold's son Joseph Benea, Wayne Brady, mm-hmm. Daniel Durant from CODA, multiple sclerosis hero, wonderful actress, and one of those people I would just give anything to meet, Selma Blair.
Mm-hmm.
Very happy for her, mm-hmm. just on a personal level. I don't care if she's
so
the first one knocked off.
I was so excited to see her on there.
Yeah, just it's nice to see her back out there, her getting, mm-hmm. you know, being able, if you don't know her story, everybody, I encourage you to look into it. I don't feel I know it well enough to really start to picking and diving into it too much, but right. I know she has worked really hard to get to this point again.
Mm-hmm.
And 71-year-old Cheryl Ladd
yes.
from Charlie's Angels is also there.
I am looking forward to that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope cool. she kills it. I hope she does a great job.
Yeah.
Trevor Donovan from 90210, Vinny Gudinario from Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. I have no idea who that
yeah.
is. Jason Lewis from Sex and the City, TikTok star Charlie D'Amelio. Milo mm-hmm. And her mom.
Sister.
It says and her mom here.
Oh.
I'll take your word over this article, Beth. So I'm probably her sister. I'll take your word over.
Because I've seen, I don't know who either of them are, but in previous articles it said that they were sisters.
Bachelorette Gabby Windy and GMA weatherman Sam Champion and Shangela from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Real Housewife Teresa Giordari.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all your contestants.
Yeah.
And the 22nd season premiere of The Voice premieres tonight on NBC.
Okay.
Something else to keep in mind.
With new judges.
Yes, I see that, yeah. Also wanted to mention, as we're wrapping up our entertainment segment, that we are inching closer and closer to October 7th, which is the opening night mm-hmm. for The Odd Couple. The next production for Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater is they kick off their 22-23 season with their main stage shows. Mm-hmm. We are excited. Well, as we get closer to that, we'll have some of the cast on, and yep. we're talking about them and
yep.
helping promote the show and talk about it. I did want to mention, though, that we also will have Miracle on 34th Street premiering mm-hmm. in December, A Streetcar Named Desire in March, and the season wraps up with The Curious Savage in May. And all year long, the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater has something going on.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage you to
oh, yeah.
find out more, to get tickets, to be a part of some of these shows, behind stage, backstage, at wrctheater.org. And just wanted to touch on this as well, because Beth is here with us.
Yep.
And you have a connection with WRCT, of course, that you had already, but now it's a little bit more in depth.
Yes, I'm the president of the board of directors for the theater. So great plans are in the works. We've got some fundraisers going on. We've got some wonderful opportunities for people to participate. You know, it's more than just a main stage. We've got our Silver Foxes that are working hard already on a production that they're going to be putting on in October as well. And then other opportunities. Melissa's actually going to be in our cabaret venue. So,
yeah.
It's there's lots of great things coming
up. There really is. Yeah. I cannot encourage you guys enough to reach out to WRCT if you are looking for volunteer opportunities or looking for something fun to do. to, you know, especially, again, to the there's so many people that when I tell this stuff to them, I would never go on stage. Oh, I can never be on stage. Oh, I can never do that. Well, first, you'd be shocked and surprised at what you can do. But also, you don't have to.
Right.
Like, there's plenty of things to do backstage.
Right. And even, you know, just give it a try once, because this is a great place with a lot of grace. One of the actors
that support.
One of the actors that's in The Odd Couple just kind of showed up for the audition to see, you know, oh, I don't think I want to audition. Well, I said, if you get offered a part, you don't have to take it. He was cast and he chose to take the part, and he's doing a great job with it. We happen to have somebody here at WFHR that's intimately involved with this production. So if nothing else, come see Seth play Oscar. It's a wonderful cast. They are working really hard. It's going to be a great production.
Yeah, you're going to laugh your tail off at that one, everybody. It's going to be a good one. Again, The Odd Couple, the first show for the new season for WRCT, picks off on October 7th. WRCtheater.org. Take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio, 9:23 on the clock, with Beth, Melissa, and James here with you. Hope you're having a great start to your Monday out there. Our next story comes to us from UPI.com, and a shout-out to Ben Hooper for the great reporting. And frustrating me. I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
And frustrating me, because I wish I'd have thought of this. I really do. I really wish I'd have thought of this. A Utah company came together at a sports field to attempt the Guinness World Record for the world's largest blanket fort.
Oh, wow.
The event organized by networking group Tacos Together, Moxie Weight Blankets, and Real Salt Lake aimed to create a 10,000 square foot blanket fort Thursday at Rio Tinto Stadium in Lehigh.
Wow.
If there is anybody that remembers the TV show Community, you are smiling right now, because this was a bit of a thing in that. The fort aimed to break the record of 6,736 square feet.
Huh.
Organizers said all of the blankets used in the attempt would be donated to a local homeless shelter.
Wonderful.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Guinness officials had not yet determined whether the record attempt was successful or not. So we're kind of going to have to get a follow-up to that story. We still haven't seen.
How did they hold up all of the blankets?
That's a good question. That's a very good question. I'm trying to see if there what visuals they gave us of this, because I did not see much of anything. It does. It does look like they. I mean, they built this tent. So I should say they built this fort specifically with this in mind. So when we've built forts with blankets before, as kids or anything, these blankets were not designed for this. So it's part of the fun of it and everything. It looks like I don't want to say they cheated, but they kind of like went with like about this, really kind of like putting. They used too many extra stuff. Like there's all these the PC pipes and everything like that to hold up the blankets and everything, keep everything in exact place.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't.
Usually, you use a couch
or chairs or something.
Your coffee table.
Yeah.
Grab a
and
broom.
Then you got books.
Yeah,
you
that's why I'm
books
like
to weight down the blankets so they don't fall off.
The image in my head, I had all of these chairs, and I'm like, how do you get underneath there and then get yourself out? So the PC, the PVC piping makes a lot more sense, because then it becomes like a little, did they make a maze with it too?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, that'd be cool. I feel like it's not in the spirit. Like it's just about breaking the record.
Right.
What I like is when records are broken and unintentionally. I think that those are my favorite Guinness records, where they didn't realize they just broke a record by doing said thing or something. It happens in sports all the time. You know, they tell a player after the game, do you know you were the first player to do this? And I'm like, I had no idea, man. That's pretty cool. All right.
Yeah.
I like that more. I'll say this. I feel like they missed the spirit of the idea. They, I mean, they certainly got it right with donating all those items to a homeless shelter. I mean, that's an amazing thing. They're worth it alone. But and since we don't know yet for sure, we shouldn't say, but if they do not succeed in breaking this Guinness record, I could tell you right away without even looking at it and being there what went wrong. I watched a video of this. I watched little other bits of things. No kids. No kids involved in this whatsoever. Yep. That's where you met. You need the childlike imagination. You just can't build you cannot build a blanket fort without kids around.
No.
That just don't make any sense.
That's more like a tent.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's actually kind of what it seems like, looking at the pictures here and everything. Mm-hmm. First thing I thought of was a tent. What's the difference of a tent and a pillow blanket? Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Arizona shops, 266 milkshake flavors earn a Guinness World Record.
What?
Yeah. Oh, that's a lot of flavors.
That is a lot of flavors.
I can't even think of that many, different. An Arizona ice cream shop earned a Guinness World Record by offering 266 milkshake flavors and making them all in just over an hour.
What?
Whoa. Yeah.
That's impressive.
Snowcap, an ice cream shop in Singhelm, attempted the Guinness World Record for most milkshake flavors on display, and the event was timed to coincide with a visit from motor oil company Mobil 1 as part of its Keep Route 66 around. Our tour. Guinness World Records adjudicator was on hand as the shop's owners, Delgario family, made every milkshake on the menu in about 1 hour and 15 minutes. The unusual flavors prepared by the shop include peanut butter and onion ring.
Ew.
Banana and chili.
Ew.
And orange and fish burger.
Okay. So some of these are flavors that nobody would order.
No. But they're a flavor, and it's different.
They're lucky that the record wasn't and drank milkshakes in that hour.
I wonder if that needs to become a requirement.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Somebody has to take at least one swallow.
Right. Making milkshakes people will want to drink.
Yes.
You ever hear items at a place like this, ones that are out of state or way away or whatever, you hear this and you're like, do they like their customers? do they want to stay in business? Because some of those sounded like pretty rough to me. I don't know.
Although you've got those crazy people that want the dare to go get something like that, and those are the places you go to.
I believe that Melissa was being, kind of exaggerating a little bit with what she said there. But I don't know if she really was. I don't know I don't know anybody, literally anybody that would like any of those three,
right?
Or even try them, let alone
not unless taking a bet or something,
mm-hmm. Right? And we've talked about how ice cream flavors are different in other countries,
mm-hmm.
Where they have some savory ice cream flavors,
right?
But that's not something you see often in the States, and especially not pairings like that.
Fish?
What did you say?
Burger?
Peanut butter and onion ring.
Peanut butter onion ring. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
And what was the last one? Pineapple and fish burger?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah. Not good. I to tell you that, it's not good. That's what it was.
Not hungry anymore.
Nope.
No.
Yeah, same here, yeah. We'll take a break. We'll play Melissa's news. We come back, we'll have some fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR. Locally grown radio. Beth, Melissa, James here with you at 9:35 on the clock. We're going to get into some That Ain't Right stories right now. You know how some people are such angry balls of emotion that they seem like a professional road rager or a professional angry person? They seem like that all the time. It doesn't take road rage to make that happen. Well, that person might actually be a professional, and they may be able to make a living at that.
What?
The website vehiclefreak.com is, let that sit there for a second, vehiclefreak.com. That's just it's a heck of a name. Uh-huh. They are looking for one angry driver to take part in a study examining road rage, and they will be paid $4,000 for the time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's only one position available. You'll have to be aggressive, confrontational, and reckless at pursuing the opportunity. Here's how it'll work. The chosen road rager will be asked to take part in 3 2-hour driving sessions per week over a month-long period. They'll be put in various scenarios through a driving simulator.
Okay.
Good.
and their reactions will be monitored alongside with their heart rate and blood pressure. The person will also be required to keep a road rage diary. Okay. And if you'd like, if you're interested, you can apply on their website through October 31st. You must be 25, have at least 1 year of driving experience, and you'll have to provide examples of your road rage experience.
And leave your weapons at home.
Yeah, yeah.
Provide examples?
Yes, yes. I like. Okay. Yeah.
Is that like a rap sheet?
Oh, a court hearing? You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
Or like hopefully someone else videoing you during your road rage moment.
Yeah.
I wasn't really comfortable doing this until I read the article and I saw that they're doing it as simulator.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a controlled environment. Too. Yes.
Because
like, road rage is not a good thing.
No, it's not.
It's one of the more, things that we do, one of the more knucklehead things we do in society, where we're driving around in weapons. Mm-hmm. I mean, these things are just, yeah. And then you put that into it, like, yeah.
Now, there's varying degrees of road rage, because I have a very dear friend who has road rage, but all she does is verbalize it.
Right.
Like, she does not drive aggressively. She does not, like, any more than your normal city driver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she doesn't act out any of her road rage on anybody else. Mm-hmm. But verbally, listening to her in the car, it's actually quite comical.
That is one of the more funnier things. Yeah, it really is.
But I think that, I mean, most of us have a little bit of that. You know, we can get frustrated on the road. We can get upset by other drivers, but you don't take it to that next step.
Yeah, I wanted it. I think you worded it so much better than I would have. I was trying to think of a way to word that, because it's not as if all of us don't experience road rage or haven't experienced road rage. Every single, if you have a license, you would definitely have experienced road rage at some point. But how you handle that.
Right.
And I don't have any issue with the person, just like I have no issue with you having a concert in your car. You know, it's a concert of one for one. Mm-hmm. Go for it. Play it up. You know, have fun in there and everything. I don't have any issue with somebody, you know, in their own vehicle to themselves muttering or saying something under their breath.
Right.
That's venting.
Or swearing really loudly.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's that,
all okay.
I actually think that that's kind of a healthier thing for us to do with our minds is to get these things out of our heads. And sometimes you feel better just saying it out loud. Mm-hmm. But it's all in context. It's all, you know, are you hanging out your window screaming at another person driving 30 miles an hour when you are? There's certain things that just, there's no common sense involved in. There's none.
One of the common phrases in our car is turn signal, save lives.
There is no birthright to having a vehicle.
No.
It is not a guarantee that you get to get a license and you get to have a vehicle. And I think we need to do a better job of like understanding these things.
This is a privilege.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because everybody does it, it looks like everybody does it, doesn't mean that.
And there's a reason why you have to go through testing to be able to even have the operator's license to drive.
Very true.
And then there's this next one here as far as that ain't right stories go. This criminal mastermind must have forgotten one very important step in his evil scheme. A 41-year-old man in Tennessee named Marcello drove to a gas station early Friday morning and he tried to rob the place. He walked into the store, stuck a gun under a plexiglass divider, and demanded money from the woman who was working at the counter.
Oh, no.
The woman working the counter was a 78-year-old lady, and she wasn't having it. She ducked under the counter and hid, and Marcello panicked and bolted. He drove off, but the cops caught up with him a little while later. Anybody want to guess why? He ran out of gas.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice.
Oh, I love you, Karma.
Yeah.
Karma, you are. Karma's got a great sense of humor.
Yes.
Karma has a wonderful sense of humor. I love you. Try to rob a gas station. You don't get three blocks because you forgot you didn't get gas.
Right. Should have hit the gas first, then the station.
The only thing that had been maybe a little funnier, say he's got like I'm thinking of this very stereotypical bank robber-esque. Mm-hmm. He's got the ski mask, but mm-hmm. he's got it pulled up over his head.
Yep.
And he's out there and he's pumping his, you know, he pumps his tank mm-hmm. and everything like normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then he puts the mask on and goes inside.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that made it a little bit funnier.
Yes.
Or if he tries to steal gas, like we have actually done this story where somebody tries to steal gas, but then they leave the pump mm-hmm. in the car, so they drag it off with it and everything.
Oh my goodness.
They make those pull away on purpose in case people
intentionally or on purpose. Yeah.
But this warrants the question of this, as you stated, criminal mastermind. What was the plan after robbing and successfully robbing? Yeah. Then he still would have run out of gas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thinking things through, not their strong suit.
And I have one more That Ain't Right story, an honorable mention.
Okay.
Because we do a really good job on this show of finding these stories and you know, having some fun at mm-hmm. them and having a little bit of fun at the, you know, sometimes the darker parts of life.
Right.
You know, I think that's a good life lesson right there.
Mm-hmm.
We pick on a lot of people, but I also am a big believer in being able to laugh at yourself. If you can't laugh at yourself, chances are you're not getting the joke.
Right.
And I have never been able to respect a person that can't make fun of themselves, that can't laugh at themselves mm-hmm. or that kind of thing. So with that in mind, I will put myself into the
uh-oh.
That Ain't Right stories because...
Ooh.
So I'm not a guy, I can drink any kind of coffee. I'm not a coffee snob.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm one of those people that really, really hates to spend $20 on one cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't go to a lot of the, outside of our local places, I don't go to the big chains. I don't tend to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when I lived in Illinois, I fell in love with Caribou Coffee.
Yes.
I just love their coffee. Mm-hmm. Really, really do. And I'm bopping around town the other day, and I happen to see that there is a Caribou here in Wisconsin Rapids that's going to open.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't tell you the last time I was more excited about a business opening up in town here and everything. And I got this big road trip to make mm-hmm. Sunday and everything. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to get some Caribou before I go. And I just bop on over mm-hmm. there. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, why not? It's early mm-hmm. in the morning. Mm-hmm. It's a perfect. They got to be open.
Did you forget one little detail?
Just one little detail, yeah. Beth. I just forgot one little thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's that big of a deal, even.
I
don't see what's so funny about it. But
yeah.
everybody mm-hmm. I've told about this cannot stop mm-hmm. laughing. They weren't open yet.
No. They opened this week, James.
Yes.
You were just early to the party.
Yeah. You wanted to be the first in line.
I don't see what I did wrong. I don't think I'm
well, right? You did everything right because normally this story would end with, so they showed up early, and since they weren't open, they broke in.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah
decided right, to make yeah. their own cup of coffee.
Right. I happened to do this, and in my luck, of course, I can't do this when, like, nobody is there,
right.
you know, and I can just sheepishly shake, mm-hmm. you know, take off, and nobody in the world except for, you know, nobody has to know this or anything mm-hmm. like that. No. This had to happen when they just so happened to be having their company, like employee meeting or something like that, or training or whatever was going on. Do want to wait? They handled that so well. They could not have been nicer. A big shout out to them, and looking forward to that opening up.
Yes.
Support local, buy local.
Yes.
I will be there when your doors are actually open.
With bells on.
Yes.
Got to be able to laugh at yourself, people.
Yep.
We will take a break right there. We will come back and have some good stories of the day and plenty more fun for you on mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Beth, Melissa, and James here with you. 9:48 on the clock. We hope you're having a great start to your day out there. We sure are around here.
Mm-hmm.
Beth and I were just joking. We have no idea what happened to the show.
No.
It just blinked and it was over today.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. You don't usually get that on a Monday, especially. That's what happens when you're having a good time.
There you go.
We're getting into some good stories of the day to wrap up our show. And boy, we got some great ones for you here, too. So first up on the list, a man in the UK organized a replay of a school soccer match after 50 years.
What?
Because he felt guilty about cheating to help his team win.
Oh.
He spent 18 months getting everyone back together, and in the replay, his team lost. The guy said he could finally put his demons to bed.
Wow.
Well, that's some effort to right a wrong.
Right. And yeah. Good for him for claiming, I did this, I want to make it right.
Yeah. Wait,
how long was it after the initial game?
50 years. 50 years.
Wow. That's and half a century.
Soccer game? I'm just as impressed that they were able to still play soccer that's 50 what years
I
later.
I was going to say. I didn't quite know how to word it, but yeah, that's yeah. The sentiment exactly.
I want to see
too.
That game. I hope somebody recorded that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have follow-up questions, but they're not appropriate.
Yeah, I'm so with you. I'm so with you, Mel. Yeah. That is cool, though. Good for him. Good for them. Good on them
the
doing that.
The stands are filled with the children cheering him on instead of yes. The parents cheering right. him on.
Yes. An Ohio-based restaurant chain is hiring people that have been passed over by others because of incarceration, drug addiction, or homelessness. And as a side note, this company has never been doing better.
God,
this business has never been doing better, this yeah. restaurant chain. It's funny what happens when you give people an opportunity, yeah. when you give people a chance.
Absolutely.
The things that can happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Does it say what chain it is?
No, let me double check here just to make sure. Let's see.
For those of us who have relatives in Ohio.
the secrets, the hot chicken takeover, the fast food chain. Yeah, it just says the secret sauce at Hot Chicken Takeover.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's the name of the place.
I think Hot Chicken Takeover is
yeah,
probably
Yeah, that is
it.
The name of it.
Yep.
The Hot Chicken Takeover.
Yep.
That's a great name. That's a great
Love
name
it.
For a place. I like that. That's a great name. And I personally have spent my whole life supporting businesses that are like that.
Yes, absolutely.
That's definitely another one that I would support if I was out that
mm-hmm.
way. A family in New York moved to a new neighborhood and their cat went missing 2 weeks later. So they thought, hey, will she come back? Well, she did. And this is another one of those stories where they found out partly because of the activated Ring doorbell.
Wow.
Oh, another one?
Our other story was the one where the cat
actually,
hit the doorbell.
Yeah, yeah. Rang the doorbell to get in.
This one, they thought they just were watching the video footage and mm-hmm. happened to see the cat just kind of walking by, so they knew it was still alive.
Oh, okay. Aww.
What direction it went, they kind of followed that, and that's how they ended up finding the cat.
Wow.
Nice.
Good for them.
I'm starting to wonder more and more if like every like house that's built going forward
is going to have something like this.
Yeah.
They're becoming more and more common.
They really are.
And they are helping to solve, you know, crimes that
yep.
are happening.
I haven't heard of I haven't heard of a downside yet to having these.
I believe there was a situation where some of the security footage was given to I believe it was police officers without consent. And there was some scandal about that. But I don't know how it played out or what happened.
Definitely some gray area.
And I think some of it's also you can get hacked. So
well, that's the one that I that as soon as I said I hadn't mm-hmm. heard anything bad, that's the
mm-hmm.
first thing that popped in my head. Like
mm-hmm.
Maybe I did and I didn't remember it. You know,
and they've hacked because you can have them in addition to the doorbell one connected into your house, and then they've been talking to kids and things like that.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
There are pros and cons.
And the technology certainly has to get hammered out.
Yeah. Well, and this is another case where you need a very secure password.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Something
mm-hmm.
that is
passwords
not easily
are so important.
Hacked. Yep.
Yeah. A home in Providence, Rhode Island caught fire last Friday, but luckily it's right across the street from a fire station. So the firefighters got there pretty quick.
Yeah.
That's
convenient. That is convenient.
Everybody's okay. Nobody got hurt. Actually, they were able to put it out literally very fast and everything.
Good.
So with that being said, like, is that a Danny Wright story almost?
No.
It's a two-parter. It's
they didn't
a Danny
even
Wright
have to dial 911. They just had to run out the door and say, help!
Yes, guys! Just walk next door and knock on the door.
Could you come take care of my fire for me?
Hate to bug you. Hate to bother you. But if you could just look across the street. A college student in Florida tried to bring her pet fish home with her when school ended last semester, mm-hmm. but she couldn't fly with it. So two Southwest Airlines employees offered to pet sit for the summer.
What?
Wow.
They said they'd watch her fish, Theo, until she returned for the sophomore year. Southwest posted an update of the other day after they gave it back. She ended up buying them a gift card to say thanks.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Aww. We don't have a whole lot of good stories with our airlines mm-hmm. recently, and we kind of had two of them today already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
Certainly, I certainly wouldn't mind more of these, but as many as we can get, that's great.
I
love flying. I really do. I like flying, and it's so weird to me to be in a day and age where now, if I got to think about it, well, can I drive there? Because not because of the people that are necessarily running these things or anything. It's just
expensive.
My fellow human beings. The expensive part, you're absolutely right, Beth. Yeah, that part certainly, that's a topic definitely worth diving into and everything. But it's people. That's what's like.
The knuckleheads that don't treat those that are caring for them and keeping them safe in the air with respect.
I've been flying enough to where I kind of understand if that's the way if that's what I'm choosing, I'm probably going to spend. I'm probably going to spend to do it. Mm-hmm. But yes, that part of it is the part that just I can't wrap my brain around. Yeah. Like, just put, you know, how you can't just go be in the skies mm-hmm. and not have a little bit of patience.
Some of the best stories that I've heard is especially during the pandemic when flying was there was a lot of tension to it because you weren't sure about COVID and all of that, that there were passengers knowing that some were having to get taken off the plane and the rage that was going on, they would bring extra snacks and hand them to the flight attendants and to the gate agents just as a thank you to let them know that not everybody is a jerk.
Yeah.
And to make sure to just simply say thank you.
Right.
Thank you for what you're doing. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. And often if there's a hang up, it's not their fault. They're dealing with it just as much as you are.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very similar to the going into the gas station and yelling at the clerk about the gas prices. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the clerk not only doesn't keep, you know, have anything to do with that, changing that price, but they're using that gas too.
Yeah.
They're in the same situation you are
mm-hmm.
in.
Yep.
Wanted to take a moment for this next story because, man, I think this is interesting. And it comes to us from the goodnewsnetwork.org, and a big shout out to them mm-hmm. for the great reporting. Near Austria's border with Germany, an architecturalist let one-fifth of his farming estate return to wild meadows in order to support his neighbor's beekeeping operation.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
The hyper-cultivation around Franz Nigel's property in Austria was never really his thing and wanted to hear the meadows buzzing again. He let his good neighbor Joseph Kren, a hobbyist beekeeper, take it over. And so now that land has been all just beekeeping area now.
Wow.
It's just like all that land has now been dedicated mm-hmm. to promote getting more and more bees into mm-hmm. the world.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
That is awesome.
I've never experienced anything like that, quote, Kren said. We benefited from each other. Franz grows the flowers, and in return, he gets good honey from me.
Yeah.
As far as I can tell, I try to ensure that nature benefits, Nigel said, explaining his intentions. There should be a direct obligation to cultivate flowering areas.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, people today walk through nature blind and no longer know the connections. I know that you can't do much yourself on a large scale anyway, but you can on a small scale on your doorsteps. Nigel wants to leave an even greater area of his estate to the bees next season. 99% of all beekeepers in Austria do so as a hobby, but there are 3,300,000 of them maintaining nearly 500,000 hives and still rising.
Wow.
We did a story last week about a whole company
mm-hmm.
giving the company over to nature conservation.
That's wonderful.
And doing it in such a smart way that'll continue to happen mm-hmm. well when past we're all around,
mm-hmm.
you know, and our kids' future generations will be able to experience the benefits of that mm-hmm. without even really knowing that they are. Mm-hmm. This is another one of those stories. We're seeing more and more of these things where people are taking the initiative to do this kind of stuff.
Right.
It's pretty impactful.
And the benefits are going to go well beyond our lifetimes.
And whether, you know, they are, you know, we appreciate it or not, we all benefit from these things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even when you don't know about it, it's a really incredible thing to be able to do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This is great.
I want to say, too, I can't, I don't know, like, when I was a kid that I heard a whole lot of stories like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I really do want to give a credit to the not only the people doing these things, but to the younger generation, which we don't do this very often, right. As older generations give credit to younger generations. Mm-hmm. I think we could do a little more of that in society, and I just taking a moment to do that, because I don't think that that's a coincidence.
No.
That you are seeing so much of this happening more and more. And I know these are not young people all the time doing this stuff.
Right.
But seeing young people, seeing the way that they have been about causes and taking on initiatives and taking on this one in particular, the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's something to be said for that.
Excellent.
Well, they definitely see what's going wrong with us taking over
right.
the mm-hmm. natural habitat. So,
okay. And I give them credit that they're not waiting till they're grown up or adult or to later. They're saying, I'm seeing this now. I'm going to do something now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you both for the time today. We had a lot of fun. You guys have yourselves a great day.
You too, James.
You too, James.
All of you have a great one out there. Stick around for Playmakers coming up. Randy Paul going to be in with us in studio. It's going to be a lot of fun. Playmakers coming up for you right here on
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.